You're listening to the Ohio Conference Cast, where we explore topics related to the workings of Ohio Conference. Here are your hosts, Bill Seymour and Thomas Dunn.
Welcome, everyone, back to Ohio Conference Cast. This is Bill Seymour, and I'm here in my office back in Orrville, Ohio, and Jacob Dodson is our Thomas Dunn replacement for the day. Thomas is still off and getting married. He's been off getting married for a very long time, and actually, at the day we're recording this, is the day before the wedding actually takes place. So best wishes to Thomas and Katrina as they, well, by the time you hear this, are already married and off on a honeymoon, enjoying whatever their honeymoon holds. So Jacob, hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Bill. I'm really excited to be here.
That's good. So, Jacob, you brought with you some guests. Who are they?
Well, yes, I'm excited to have our guests here. We have Carla Minter from Mennonite Mission Network, as well as Marvin Lorenzana from Mennonite Mission Network, and Cliff Brubaker, who, of course, is a regional pastor. I would love to give a chance for them each to share a little bit more about themselves. So, Marvin, would you start and just share a little bit about yourself for our audience? And then after you're done, Carla. And then, of course, we all know Cliff.
So Cliff won't be allowed to talk.
Well, he can, of course, if he wants to.
But we'll take a vote. All right. Marvin, go ahead.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm originally from Honduras. I was born in Tegucigalpa, the capital city of Honduras, and came to the U.S. as a missionary in 1994 with my wife to do work among Latino communities in the USA. I worked for Mennonite Mission Network for the last 6 years now, and I direct the Missional Discipleship Initiative for Mission Network.
All right, Carla?
Yes, thank you for the invitation. I am a church relations representative from Mennonite Mission Network, and I, before this, was a public health nutritionist, and then after working with congregations and in lay leadership, went to seminary, and this is the call that I received to work with the church. So it's very exciting to connect with congregations and conferences in three states and three conferences, and Ohio Conference is one of them. My mother is from the Dalton area, so it's also a real joy to see family as I visit persons in Ohio and reconnect to places that I visited early in my life.
Cool. So right now, our listenership is playing the Mennonite game in their head, trying to figure out who exactly you are and who your mother is in Dalton, but and we're not going to tell them.
That's okay.
Carla, you are also a second timer on our podcast. We had you on as a guest during our Ohio Conference gathering this past March, so welcome back. And Cliff Brubaker, you are perhaps our most podcasted individual. I think this might be your fourth time, so we're not going to let you talk yet. Jacob, why are we here?
We're here today to introduce congregations within Ohio Conference to a partnership that we're pursuing with Mennonite Mission Network. As part of our Gathered and Sent initiative, we feel it would be helpful to offer opportunities for missional coaching, and the Missional Discipleship Initiative that Mennonite Mission Network is running right now provides that type of coaching. And so we had a conversation with them, and it seemed like a really good fit for our needs and what they're able to offer. So we thought this would be a great opportunity to share about this initiative with the broader conference and to get more information out about it and how churches can plug in.
Okay, hold on. Let's back up a little bit and make sure we're all getting the terms. Cliff, it's your turn. What is Gathered and Sent?
Gathered and Sent is an initiative of the Ohio Conference that addresses both strengthening the things we hold together in common, which is the gathered part, and strengthening our capacity to reach beyond ourselves and engage our communities missionally, and that's the sent part.
Okay, and this is kind of the focus of our year for Ohio Conference.
That's correct.
Okay, and so the Missional Discipleship Initiative, MDI, and that's where Marvin comes in because Marvin is the head person for Missional Discipleship Initiative for Mennonite Mission Network. All right, so the other term I heard was missional coaching. What is missional coaching?
Yeah, basically a number of implementing leaders. These are the lead people within either a conference or a congregation, right? We gather together virtually every 2 weeks. We call this a learning circle or a virtual huddle. Basically, my role is one who provides resources and facilitates a conversation around the topic of missional church. Within the missional church conversation, we do want to talk about what it means to make disciples of Jesus. Because to me, and for many other people who are working around this conversation in the country and otherwise, missional church is really about how we go back to making disciples more intentionally and using our relationships.
So sort of relational discipling.
It's very intentionally done, and it's relationally done too.
Jacob, what are we trying to do in Ohio Conference with this MDI?
What we're trying to do is help grow our culture of mission on the whole, but also empower local congregations to experiment and try new things and have the resources they need to continue to reach out in mission. And we are thinking right now, the way things have emerged so far, that there will be one missional discipleship cohort in Western Ohio that is already organized and preparing to launch at the beginning of the fall. And then there will be potentially a second missional discipleship cohort in the eastern part of Ohio.
Okay, so the Ohio Conference perspective, news for church leaders, came out yesterday, July 13th. And the very top article says, MMN offers missional training for congregations. Is your congregation interested in learning more about what it means to be missional? Ohio Conference is partnering with Mennonite Mission Network. This podcast is a follow-up or a secondary piece of information to that article. So if you want to see stuff in print, that's the article to look for. And that was in the perspective that was sent out yesterday.
And Bill, they can also visit the Gathered and Sent portion of the Ohio Conference website.
What? We have a Gathered and Sent part of our website?
We do. Ann Lehman has done a great job updating that and following up with this conversation we've already started with Mennonite Mission Network. So you can head on over there and find some other resources as well.
Ann Lehman is awesome. So that is OhioMennoniteConference.org. So Marvin, tell us more about the Missional Discipleship Initiative. What does it look like?
We are trying to invite leaders around the church to consider the possibility of going back to the relational roots of the Great Commission, basically. And we use these two vehicles. We call them tools for missional engagement. The first one I already mentioned is the learning circles or virtual huddles. And this is basically to engage in conversation about missional opportunities, missional habits, and discipleship tools.
Okay, and this is what the cohort is going to be in Western Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay, and that starts October 1st.
That's when we launch actually nationwide about 20 to 25 churches. That is Latino churches and also Anglo congregations will launch at the same time, October 1st. And it's exciting to work with Ohio Conference as part of this initiative this time. And so the other vehicle we use is the actual small groups. We call them missional discipleship groups or MDGs. And these are groups of two or three people that work together at developing spiritual disciplines, basically, together. The spiritual discipline of prayer, the spiritual discipline of scripture reading, and also learning how to be accountable to one another on a regular basis, yeah.
So on October 1st, about 25 congregations will become part of a cohort, and one of the more physical outcomes will be that each congregation will set up groups of 2 to 3 people to have these missional discipleship groups.
Yes. The learning huddle actually lasts for about a year. It's 12 months. The MDGs, or missional discipleship groups, are there for about 8 months. After which we evaluate together what have we learned from that experience. And we use some exit surveys and, you know, tools to get to gather information about what happened during that time together for those small groups. But the whole process is about a year.
All right, that sounds good. So Cliff, as one of our regional pastors, what is your hope for Ohio Conference in these missional discipleship groups or the Missional Discipleship Initiative?
Well, I think one of the things that we've identified as being key to being missional churches is that discipleship is a core activity. Disciple making is at the heart of what we do. And so this is a practical and a structured way in which churches can choose to engage that. I think in the long run, what we'd hope is that 5, 6, 7, 8 churches would have a chance to get a taste of intentional disciple making activity in their setting.
Okay, that sounds good. Carla, I already have a Sunday school class. Why do I need a missional discipleship group?
I would say this is more intentional and...
I intentionally go to my Sunday school class every week.
This is even more intentional.
Wow. Okay.
So let me back up a little bit. I would clarify that a cohort is a group of about four, maybe five congregations, and then Marvin is their coach. So you asked about coaching, and some of the beauty is that Marvin is working with each of those congregations who the pastor is usually the representative, and so he's checking in with them, asking how is it going, and also providing some resourcing using Life Shapes as a core resource. And then each congregation have groups of three that are meeting intentionally, in addition to their Sunday school classes and all the other things they do, to read scripture and pray together and talk about how this scripture has impacted my life over this week. And they commit to meeting every week.
Those small groups are made of a facilitator who is the person, the key person, who makes sure that discipleship is actually happening, meaning that people are actually listening better to what Jesus is saying to their lives. And also that we are obeying what Jesus is saying to us. And so the facilitator is key. And then we have somebody that we call a committed person, which is somebody that is already in the church, perhaps, is somebody that comes to church regularly, puts the money in the basket, knows the songs very well. And then we have a third person, which we call the new person. The new person could be somebody that is new to the congregation, that is kind of in the margins of the congregation, asking the question, is this my place? Should I stay in this congregation or not? Or even better, it could be the new person could be somebody totally outside of the church, but somebody that we have a relationship with already and that is hungry for God, is looking for God, and is willing to do these spiritual disciplines with us. And so the potential is really awesome for engagement.
That sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, it does.
Jacob, what do you have to add?
We've been on a year of mission together. And during that year of mission, I know some of the churches in the area, including your own church, did some work with missional coaching. And we heard that that was beneficial to a number of you. And so I think it's nice that Mennonite Mission Network is willing to come alongside us and partner with us to open this up to even more churches to have missional coaching experiences. And feels to me like the next step moving further.
It gives us a way to put into practice the things we've been trying to learn from each other and learn from scripture. And so there's a deadline coming up.
Yeah, July 31st is actually the deadline that we have set for this. And the reason is that we want to give churches who will be participating at least 2 months to do some prep work within the churches. We are inviting these churches to perhaps begin the conversation about discipleship. They can probably begin a series of sermons on the topic of costly discipleship. I mean, the possibilities are many. So we want to give space and also for pastors to identify the facilitators, who the facilitators will be in those particular churches. We are hoping that every congregation will find anywhere from 3 to 15, a minimum of 3 and a max of 15, facilitators who will be in charge of those MDGs.
It also sounds like there's real work to be done in the congregation.
There's training for the actual facilitators that I need to do ahead of time. I will spend an hour and a half of time training facilitators who have been identified for the pastors, right, for different congregations, because they need to know exactly what we expect from them and how to facilitate this process.
Thank you all, Jacob and Marvin and Cliff and Carla, for joining us for Ohio Conference Cast. We look forward to seeing what this missional discipleship initiative breathes life into the church, how God uses that to breathe life into the church. Anyone have any final comments to say before we sign off?
It's free, Bill. It's free.
That's a drop the mic comment right there. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us for this edition of Ohio Conference Cast. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Ohio Conference Cast. We would like to hear from you. You can email us at ohioconferencecast@gmail.com with any topics or questions you would like us to explore.